Hey, babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business, and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. If we practice being spectacular long enough, spectacular will become our way of being. Robin Sharma says that. And I'm obsessed with that quote. We got to practice being spectacular before we get to just be spectacular, you guys. But we're going to talk about being right now, right? You get to be spectacular because you act spectacular now. And sometimes we need the help of an accountability person, a lifestyle strategist, a coach. And so we're going to talk about that. Why should you be working one-on-one with somebody? And so stay tuned. First of all, reminder that if you're not a part of the Mommy Millionaire community, it's a really great place to hang out because you can go and ask me questions. You can ask me to cover a certain topic on the podcast. You can get to know other podcast listeners that are on there. There's tens of thousands of you guys that are listening into the podcast every single day. And I'm like, we need to get you guys all in this community. I want to talk to you and get to know you more and hear about your goals and dreams and your struggles. So I can't wait to see you over there on Facebook. So I'm really excited because for the last, I would say, I feel like time, I'm really not good with a timeline. But say about 4 years, I've been working as a lifestyle strategist. And I just called myself that, you guys. Like, I didn't go to a school to be certified. I don't even think there's a lifestyle strategist school, except for now with the Mommy Millionaire Academy certification program. But what I did do was, you know, I went through a program with John Maxwell, his leadership certification. I went through that, thought that was great. But I also thought, I could have just learned all this from reading all 100 of his books. And because you didn't get like one-on-one time with John, you know? And I did some other things like got, you know, certified to be an NLP master practitioner, went through a bunch of courses for that. And I also worked one-on-one with so many coaches in the last several years. And I started to take on my own clients and help them have transformations and breakthroughs in their life. Maybe they were in a, you know, a pivot in their career. They were looking to make a career change, helping network marketers build their personal brand and monetize themselves online. You know, a lot of different things, but mainly all in the space of helping them have a breakthrough and then strategizing with them their next steps. And, you know, I had the problem with this term coach because, you know, everybody in this coaching world says, well, a coach is somebody that they help you move forward. So they give you, you know, they don't give you the action plan though. And I'm like, what the heck? Like actually, you know, a coach on the field does give you the action plan. They give you the whole entire blueprint. They give you the game plan of what to do. And I had this problem with calling myself a coach because I'm like, no, I want to give people game plans and things that are going to set them up for success. So that's why I called myself a lifestyle strategist. And about a year ago, I became so busy that I could no longer really take one-on-one clients. People, you know, needed more help than I could give them really because of, you know, there's not enough time in the day. And so I said, okay, I'm going to start my Millionaire S Society because that'll give a lot of people access to me. Right? And what I found is that made people want one-on-one time with me even more. And I'm like, okay, I can't multiply myself, but I can certify people to use the Mommy Millionaire method to help other people have a breakthrough in their life and start to experience more and more freedom when it comes to finances, their career, their life, everything. So we developed the Mommy Millionaire Academy. And by the time you guys are listening to this, we're just going to be about a week away from everybody getting through graduation. They're all coming to Newport Beach to graduate and receive their Mommy Millionaire Lifestyle Strategy certification. So I'm really freaking excited because it helps me on my mission of helping 1 million women create $1 million or more a year. And, you know, all these people are working so hard to learn this method. They've been practicing, putting in so many hours to get to the level of expertise so that way they can take on clients under the Mommy Millionaire umbrella. So we're going to talk about that. Maybe you're ready to hire somebody one-on-one. I would love for you to come over to Mommy Millionaire, but I'm going to tell you here. if you have this myth of, you know what, I'm going to hire a lifestyle strategist so that way they could fix what's wrong with my life. Well, that is setting you up for failure. That is a wrong expectation to have. Because what happens as a lifestyle strategist, it is our job to help you help yourself, you see? And that's where a lot of people, you know, they might hire somebody one-on-one and they might have this notion of, oh, they're going to fix me. And if you have that notion, you're never going to be happy with the results you're going to get. So you've really got to change the way you're looking at things, change the reasons why you think you need to work with somebody. You have to be just as committed to changing. You have to be committed to taking your life to the next level if you're ready to hire a lifestyle strategist, right? A lifestyle strategist is going to bring you amazing tools and resources for success, but that's not enough. You have to be committed to the process, right? Okay. Another reason why you should not hire a lifestyle strategist. Lifestyle strategists are not therapists, okay? We are focused on moving you forward in your future. Yes, we will talk about, you know, how you might have some limiting beliefs that are holding you back, and we have tools and resources to help you uncover what those are and help them set you free. But if you're dealing with issues like depression, major anxiety, or a mental illness, you need to seek a trained therapist. And I'll tell you right now, you know, my favorite therapist is Dr. Jen Chrisman. I've had her on the podcast twice. So I will highly recommend her to move you over there, right? Another reason that you should not hire a lifestyle strategist is, you know, if you're just looking for somebody to pat you on the back and tell you how amazing you are, lifestyle strategists, like, you know, I usually always become friends with my clients at the end, but I'm not here to tell you what you want. So if you're looking for affirmation and a good old boy, then you're not ready to hire somebody. But if you're looking for somebody that will point out your blind spots and speak truth to you in love, then you're ready to hire somebody, right? If you're at this point in your life where, you know, something amazing has just happened, okay? So maybe you just got a new job. Maybe you're in a new relationship. Maybe you just got a pay raise at work or something. Or maybe you just opened up your own business, right? If you are there and you're in a transition phase, I would highly recommend that it's time for you to hire a lifestyle strategist. Because what happens is when you are at a transition phase in life, you get challenged, okay? You have to re-examine all of your priorities, all of your old patterns, and see, are these things going to serve me in this new spot in my life? You know, it can be painful to let go of what you know. It can be painful to let go of the ordinary and the same day-to-day stuff that you've been doing for years and years. Especially if you have that feeling like, I should be happy. I have everything I've ever wanted, but I'm not. If that's you, if you work with a mommy millionaire lifestyle strategist, you know, we can help you examine the constructs and inner worlds you've created in the past to really help you be content and happy with what you have now and change your energy around everything in your life, okay? Another reason why it might be time for you to hire a lifestyle strategist is maybe something really sucky has happened. Maybe you've become an empty nester. Maybe, you know, you just lost your job. You know, those could all be things where you're going to want to be in denial. You might avoid the grief that you're feeling, and it might make you go into a spiral of resentment and depression. And so what I would highly recommend is, you know, working with a lifestyle strategist, they can help you learn from the struggle that you just went through to expand and move forward and create the best life you've ever had. Now, I'll tell you here, the reason why I first started working with somebody one-on-one was because I felt like nothing was happening in my life. I felt like, you know, I should be happy. Nothing traumatic is happening to me in my life. Nothing's good or bad. It's just, right? And I kept trying to do things to improve my situation, but nothing was working, right? Nothing was working. I was going to seminars, I was talking to friends. I was hanging out with good people, but nothing was changing my life. And so I knew that I needed to do some inner work. And I knew in order to achieve the results I wanted, I needed to change my attitude and, you know, this underlying beliefs, basically. So what happened is, like, once you start working with a lifestyle strategist, it's a really great time to do what I like to call peel back the onion. You know, in your first call with a lifestyle strategist, you know, it's like, we're going to pull back the first layer of what your problem is. And then we're going to keep pulling back layer by layer, call after call, to get closer to who you really are and what is important to you and what will light your soul on fire, on fire. So when you feel stuck, the right lifestyle strategist, which mommy millionaire, they'll help you dissolve those self-limiting patterns and beliefs and help break you out of that self-defeat maybe that you've been in for a while and reframe these new drives that hold you, that have been holding you stuck. Okay. I have a quote that says, a lifestyle strategist helps people design their dream life using creative strategy and mindset reframing. That is what we do. Now, maybe everything's going great in your life, but you have this big, huge goal, this audacious thing that you want to happen. Bill Gates says, everybody needs a coach. We all need people that give us feedback. That's how we improve. So if there's something in your life that you desperately want, but you're frozen by the enormity of it and the implications that come along with making such a big move in your life, you know, that is a great time to work with a lifestyle strategist, because they'll help you stay on track and help you overcome actions that have been sabotaging you for a long time, right? Those limiting beliefs, those subconscious actions that we've been taking a lot of the time. Lifestyle strategists will support you through the resistance and the panic that arises when you do something new, okay? So, I mean, I could go on and on, but I want to share with you guys something that is really freaking powerful when it comes to working with us. I truly, truly believe that, you know, once you work with somebody, you know, a really great, great lifestyle strategist, then you learn how to do these things with yourself. So, you know, you may come to us in a session and you may say, oh my gosh, Kayla, my account was just hacked and I'm freaking the freak out and I don't know what to do because I'm in the middle of a launch and everything is falling apart and I just, oh my gosh, I just need you to calm me down. And I'll say, okay, let's reassess the situation here. Let's take a deep breath. I always tell my clients, take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, because that resets your central nervous system. When you're in fight or flight mode, you cannot make good decisions, okay? So I'll have you take a deep breath, come back to reality. You are here, you are safe, everything is going to be okay, right? But I could tell her, she could have gotten on the phone and be like, oh, everything's gonna be okay, it's okay. No, she has to find that strength within herself that everything is going to be okay. After a couple deep breaths, she goes, yeah, you're right, okay. And I say, okay, can you promise me that you will breathe like this throughout every transition throughout your day? You're gonna feel much different. See, right there is one tool a strategist just taught you, okay? And a coach would kind of go like, okay, let's talk about what you're doing today. They want you to come up with all the answers. And sometimes, you know, I think you do have a lot of answers inside of you, but sometimes we just need somebody to get straight to the point. And that's what we do as a lifestyle strategist. So, you know, you can't expect anything less when you're working with people that have been trained by me. But what we do is, as a lifestyle strategist, we teach you that the more aware you are of your patterns when it comes to your thinking, your actions, your relationships, whatever you are aware of, then you can transform, right? So if you're aware of the fact that every time something good happens in your life, you do something to, you know, make it bad again. For instance, I had a client that everything was going really well in her business. She just signed a $40,000 contract and then she was happy for like 2 seconds, but then she goes and starts a, you know, fight with her husband again. And her husband actually, you know, left her after that because he said that was the straw that broke the camel's back. He couldn't take the emotional turmoil she was constantly putting on him. And you know, that's an extreme case of what people do when they hit an upper limit problem, right? That's when they don't have things well balanced in their life. She was going hard in her business, but she thought deep down, she had this limiting belief that, you know, she wasn't good enough for success, that she wasn't worthy of all the success. And so she would do something to mess up her life. Like what? Things can't really be this good, right? So she would do something to prove that things really can't be this good. And so once we started working together and we asked herself, I asked her the question of, you know, why can't everything be good all the time? Now, why does like, you know, when one great thing happens to you, why does something unravel in another department? Where do you think that first started? And she tried to say, oh, well, you know, my first year in business, things fell apart. And I said, no, I think it goes deeper than that. I think it, you know, might've happened in your childhood. I said, can you remember a time, you know, where you felt like everything was great and then things started to fall apart? And she goes, actually, yeah. You know, my parents owned a business together. And when I was 10 years old, my dad cheated on my mom and they ended up having to declare bankruptcy. And they were really well off. We were really wealthy before that. And after that, like, you know, we just didn't have a lot of stuff and it kind of sucked. And my dad never helped my mom. He was, you know, just kind of a jerk. And she really struggled after that. And I'm like, oh, so that's when it started to happen that things were going great and then something bad had to take it away. So that's when you started to believe that. And so I asked her if she would sit with 10-year-old little blank, I'm not going to say her name, her 10-year-old self every single morning and remind her that everything can stay good, everything is safe, everything is happening for my highest good. You are loved no matter what. And all of a sudden, you know, she starts to fix that part of her. That part of her that felt like she wasn't good enough because she started to tell her little girl inside of her something different. And she also started to make it a priority to do affirmations in the mirror. And she was able to, you know, reconcile things with her husband and she made her husband an actual priority, right? Instead of projecting onto him, she started to treat that relationship as a priority and said that was off limits to even squabble with him about little things. So things started to change because her beliefs started to change. So we really work with that as a lifestyle strategist and say, what are some things you can do to always be looking for proof that things can be good all the time? What are some things you can do? And one of the things is by, you know, doing affirmations, by journaling, by constantly talking, doing that inner work to remind yourself everything is safe. I am safe. And then, you know, working with somebody that's going to help you be a high performer. If you're working with a lifestyle strategist, we're going to hold you accountable to the way that you treat people in your life. And we'll point out your blind spot might be that like, hey, you might have your business thing down, but over here in the family department, things are unraveling because you're not paying attention to it, right? Because you're not making it a priority. And we help keep you accountable and don't just sugarcoat things for you, but help you create a calendar that proves that you can be good at all things and have all of your desires that you ever wanted. So that's a little bit about insight into what a lifestyle strategist does. I am absolutely obsessed with helping people just become their best selves. And the people that I've recruited for the Mommy Millionaire Academy, you know, these are people that want to help people live their best life. We don't want to give you all the answers because we believe that you have a lot of answers within you, but they're covered by layers and layers of doubt, fear, insecurity, whatever it is. It's different for every person. But once we uncover those layers, you start to find the answers easier and easier. We teach people to trust their instincts, You know, one thing we talk a lot of about in our lifestyle strategy sessions is we ask our clients, you know, what assumptions are you making? What assumptions are you making? And that unravels a whole bunch of stuff. But I wanted to ask you guys that right now, you know, on this podcast today. That's one tool you could put in your tool belt right now. In whatever situation you're facing in your life today, what assumptions are you making? What assumptions are you making? You know, today I found myself making the assumption that if I didn't get a solo podcast episode done, that my following would go away. That was an assumption I was making. And I went and said, okay, is this belief serving me in my highest good? Because I've been recording a lot of stuff for my YouTube and my voice hurts. And I'm still trying to recover from Epstein-Barr. And so I was like, okay, is there proof out there for people that maybe only put out one episode a week and still have a really huge podcast? And so I said, okay, I'm going to go find proof for the fact that some people only put out one podcast episode a week and still have a raving following. And lo and behold, I found a ton of proof available to me in the top 50 podcasts that there's a lot of people that are very inconsistent. You know, it's like one podcast a month for some of these people. But it's because it's good content that they're putting out there. And so I said, okay, that is the proof I needed that it's okay if we miss one because I have to get some rest. That's okay. Sometimes we have to do, not sometimes, we always have to do what is best for us. And so that question really served me today because I said, you know what? We can change some things. Assumptions rely on old information to fill in the blanks and connect the dots. So whenever you find yourself making an assumption, you're actually, you know, just hitting resistance. And you can choose to do something different. You can expand your horizons and not retreat into the past, into your painful past. You can look forward into the future. Making assumptions is very lazy behavior because you just don't ask yourself any questions, right? That's what lazy peepers do. No, right? If you're on this Mommy Millionaire podcast, it's because you want to be the best, right? You want to be the best version of you. And so the best version of you doesn't jump to conclusions. They ask better questions. If you're making assumptions right now in your life, I promise you it's derived from old painful information and it reinforces negativity in your body. It keeps you thinking fundamentally that the world is a bad place. And more you can train your mind, your subconscious mind, to believe that you are safe, you will start to ask better questions and you will start to get better results. To protect yourself from more hurt, we'll make assumptions, right? And lash out at others. It's bad for you. It's bad for them. It's just a bad habit. Most assumptions are always wrong because it's just you clinging to your side of the story and not taking 100% responsibility for the way you show up in the world. We can't change anything about other people. We really can't. And we won't ever fully extend what it's like to be somebody else. We can only fully understand ourselves and the way we show up. So next time you find yourself assuming something, I want you to ask a question. Ask a question. So for instance, if you're assuming that Joe Blow doesn't like you, why don't you ask the question, do I care if Joe Blow likes me, right? And if you say yes, okay, why do I care that Joe Blow likes me? I care because Joe Blow is Judy's husband and Judy is a really good friend. So I want him to like me. Okay, that's a good reason, right? You're going to have to hang out with this person. Okay, do I like Joe Blow? Right? Do I like Joe Blow? Yeah, but he's kind of annoying. Okay. You do see how we're not making assumptions here. We're asking questions and we're getting to the point. Okay. What do you think that maybe I'm giving off? We always want to take ownership, right? Do you think maybe I'm giving off bad vibes because I think he's annoying? And so he feels that from me. And so he doesn't want to talk to me. Huh. Yep. That is probably what's happening. That's actually a scientific fact coming from quantum physics that when we're feeling annoyed or frustrated with somebody, they can actually physically feel it in their quantum field. Okay. So that's a fact. So can I choose to find ways to like Joe Blow? Do you see how we're taking 100% radical responsibility right now? Yes. Okay. I can choose to see the parts that I do like about him. I can become curious about how I could like him, right? I need to become curious about Joe and find what there is to like about him because there has to be a lot of things. Clearly, Judy married the guy. I don't know where I got Joe Blow and Judy. I have no friends named that. But hey, you guys get the point. So remember, next time you're making an assumption, ask a better question. This is just one little example of how working with a lifestyle strategist can help radically change your entire life when it comes to your spirituality, your physical appearance, your mental stamina, your career, and your financial gain. So, you know, I would check it out. Head over to mommymillionaire.co if you're interested in working with a lifestyle strategist. Of course, we have an amazing, amazing special for the first time people that are going to be working with the lifestyle strategist. So head over there. I hope you guys found major, major value from this podcast. I know I did. Like as I'm saying it, I'm like preaching to the choir, Kayla. What assumptions are you making right now? If you love this episode, share it out there with your friends. And until next time, ladies, go out there and allow in what you desire.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.